ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jesse DePlantis. Thank you for tuning in to Faith the Facts. You know, the other day I was talking to someone and I told that person, you know, me and Kathy, we Romans 13:8 people. And they said, what? I said, we're Romans 13:8 people. They said, what does that mean? Well, let me give you the scripture. Romans chapter 13, verse 8 says, owe no man anything. That's me and Kathy. Glory to God. We don't owe nobody nothing. Owe no man anything but to love one another. Now, we got to love people. There's no other choice. For he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law of the word. Man, love's amazing. And in that power of love gets you debt-free. How many of y'all want to be debt-free? My God, don't you want to be debt-free? Yeah, everybody wants to be debt-free. I mean, you know, and why do you have to borrow money? Why not the bank borrow your money? What does that mean? You put your money in there, they pay you interest on your money instead of you paying interest on theirs. Isn't that a blessing? How do I do that? Luke chapter 6, verse 38. You may not like it, but that's how you get debt-free. Give, and it shall be given unto you. The only word in that verse is the first word, give. Then everything else goes to God. And it shall be given unto you a good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give unto your bosom. Oh, Lord, for with the same measure you meet withal, it shall be measured to you again. Notice one word at that whole verse, Luke chapter 6, verse 30, is yours, give. The amount is up to you. And God says, and it shall be given unto you a good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, which means you don't just get it back. I don't like that word. You know, one time a guy wanted me to invest in his business. He said, my Lord, he said, but Jesse, you'll get your money back. And I looked at him, I thought, give my money back. Why would I want to get my money back? I want to make money. If I want to get my money back, I'll keep my money back so you don't have to give it back. Got it? See what I'm saying? Yeah. No, you want to increase in every which way, shape, or form. And that's done, ladies and gentlemen, through giving. Luke 6:38, let me say it again. Give and it shall be given unto you a good measure. Pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men, woo, favor from people will be given unto you. For with the same measure you meet with all, it shall be measured back to you. You determine what's coming back. That's what makes you a Romans 13:8 person. Owe no man anything. And I don't mean to sound arrogant or prideful, but when I go to buy Kathy a car, I don't know how many times these salesmen, they say, well, how are you going to finance that? I said, what? How are you going to finance that? I said, what did you say? He goes, well, how are you going to finance that? Finance that? I'm going to pay you cash. Ooh, Jesus. Oh, I said, cash sales, quick. I said, cash sales makes better deals. So let's do some business. And we do. And I do the same thing in everything we do. Man asked me not long ago, but I said, how do you handle inflation? You might have heard me say this. I said, well, make more money. And he just kind of looked at me like, what? I said, do you have a job, sir? He said, yes, I do. I said, do they pay you for that job that you do? Well, yes, I do. Well, then you know how to make money because you're bringing home a check. Now, make more. You don't have to necessarily make it there. You can make it some other kind of way besides working there. That knocks out inflation, and then you can eat all the eggs you want. They were talking about the eggs a few months back so high. Whatever, I don't know. Whatever you want, and it will bless you. See, that's a Romans 13:8 person. It's so powerful. Like me and Kathy, we go to bed with knowing that no one can take the house, no one can take the car, no one, zero. We have credit cards, but we don't use them as credit cards. We use them as charge cards, which means that we charge it, we pay it 100% in full every month. That way we don't pay no interest on it. I mean, that gives you a good record of what you're spending and all those kind of different things. You see what I'm saying? So become a Romans 13:8 person. Teach your children that they don't have to be in debt. And watch God do a miracle for you and say, we do it by giving to the work of the Lord. I'm not saying that because I'm a preacher. I'm saying that because that's the word of God. So do something today so you can become a Romans 13:8 person. I tell you, if you're not a partner of this ministry, pray about becoming one. The anointing of increase will come on you. It just does. Till next time, Jesse DePlantis saying, I love you. I really do. See you soon. Bye-bye.